precious bride. How beautiful you are, my darling. How beautiful you are. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. And there is no blemish in you. I want you to revel in my love for you. A love which is bigger and deeper and more powerful than you can possibly understand. So you can let me fill you till you're overflowing with the delight of being loved and cherished. Just as it was not good for the first Adam to be alone, it was not good for me as the second Adam to be alone either. That, my beloved bride, is why you were created, why I came to die for you and redeem you for myself. You are my eternal companion to sit with me on my throne. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, and you and I will reign together throughout eternity. Beloved, you are more important and more glorious than my angels. You were created in the image of God. They weren't. You were created with a body and nature that could be indwelled by my Father and me and the Spirit. You have been forgiven and redeemed. They cannot be. And you were created to be my wife. They were created to be our servants. I formed your inward parts and wove you in your mother's womb. I watched you grow as I skillfully fashioned your body and soul. And when you were born, I smiled and said, "Oh, I did a very good job." I think about you all the time. I know you better than you know yourself. And I understand you. I like you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I know every habit and every idiosyncrasy about you. You can never disappoint me or let me down, because I already know everything you will ever do. But I also know everything I am making you to be. My beautiful, flawless, perfect bride. My Father chose you for me before the foundation of the world. I chose you too to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. You are the chosen of God, my holy and beloved bride. I take such delight in you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious and honored in my sight. And I love you. My compassions never fail. Every morning when you wake up, I have more of them to bless you with. I will always be faithful to you, more faithful than you can ever imagine. No one and no thing can separate you from my love, not tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, and nothing can separate you from Father's love either. Not death, or life, or angels, or principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing can separate you from our love.